Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Violent demonstration.
Widespread civil disobedience.
Grim virus milestone.
100,000 lives have now been lost.
Manhunt over.
We caught the suspect, Peter Manfredonia.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. One person was shot and killed during violent demonstrations last night in Minneapolis, all sparked by the death of a black man in police custody earlier this week. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
While most of the protesters were peaceful, some resorted to violence. People began looting nearby businesses. They smashed windows and took whatever they wanted. Into the evening, fires were set, and dozens of officers were deployed to break up the crowds.
Do you think that was murder?
I do.
You do?
I'm not a prosecutor, but let me be clear. The arresting officer killed someone.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is calling for Derek Chauvin's arrest.
But are you saying that the officer is racist?
The facts that I've seen certainly lead me down the path that race was involved.
George Floyd's death has touched off action in other big cities. From Milwaukee to Memphis. And in Sacramento.
Stop killing us, man.
Hundreds protesting blocked a Los Angeles freeway. Police cars were damaged. The United States has now surpassed 100,000 coronavirus deaths. It all happened in a matter of just a few months. And CBS's David Begno says the pandemic has still got a tight grip.
As the nation grieves the loss of nearly 100,000 Americans to COVID-19.
It's penetrating all aspects of society.
Maureen O'Donnell writes obituaries for the Chicago Sun-Times. It is the cruelty of the goodbyes, the forced distance between the deceased and their loved ones, that she can't forget.
One person I wrote about, Alvin Elton, was a terrific darts player in Chicago. His wife couldn't touch him. She was lucky enough to be able to touch his face, but through two layers of gloves.
She wrote about Amelia Pontarelli, the matriarch of Tony's Italian Deli in Edison Park, Illinois.
She survived the Nazis taking over her town in Italy, and at the end of her life, her family couldn't be with her. They sent a priest to the hospital, and that priest gave holy water to a nurse and blessed her. And then that nurse did a blessing by transference, and that gave great comfort to the family.
President Trump is upping the ante in his battle with Twitter and other social media companies and is expected to sign an executive order today targeting them in some way. White House correspondent Paula Reed.
I'd have to understand what they actually would intend to do.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg responded late Wednesday to the president's efforts to possibly regulate social media.
A government choosing to censor a platform because they're worried about censorship doesn't exactly strike me as the right reflex there.
The president accused social media of trying to silence conservative voices after Twitter flagged his tweets about mail-in ballots for potentially misleading information after he claimed, without evidence, that ballots would be stolen and forged.
China has passed new security laws affecting Hong Kong. Asia correspondent Raimi Innocencio.
Many Hong Kongers and legal experts fear and expect Beijing will interpret those laws to muzzle freedoms the city enjoys, but that mainland China's 1.4 billion people do not. Freedom of the press, speech, assembly, and an independent legal system.
Yesterday, the U.S. revoked its special status for Hong Kong, saying China was no longer respecting its autonomy. Back here at home, a 23-year-old college student sought for two killings in Connecticut was arrested near a truck stop in Hagerstown, Maryland.
There could be state charges, federal charges, all of which will be worked out in the coming days.
Christine Gilletma of the Connecticut State Police, his family says Peter Manfredonia suffers from mental issues. Not Florida, where there was bad weather, so the big moment for SpaceX and a two-man crew is now set for this weekend.
If they could have just bent the clock by a few minutes, those weather violations might have gone away.
All three would have been expected to clear 10 minutes after our T0 time.
But space station launches have to go off on time, so it's wait until Saturday. Crew Dragon Commander Doug Hurley.
Understand that everybody's probably a little bit bummed out. It's just part of the deal.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
The pandemic hit just as the class of 2020 was closing in on the finish line. As CBS's Maria Villarreal tells us, some grads are getting a send-off like they never could have imagined.
In true Texas style, the solution was to go big. Principal Elizabeth Pretty worked with the district to hold the graduation ceremony at the Texas Motor Speedway.
When we got this opportunity presented to us, it's like, that's it. We're outside. We can social distance. We won't shake hands. We won't shake hands. And it's a huge venue.
At least 32 schools will hold their ceremonies here with students socially distanced and their parents watching from their cars. High schools across America are sending seniors off in style with parades of honking cars and principals stopping by.
Stop number 184.
To hand each student their diploma.
Mireya Villarreal, CBS News, North Texas.
Well, CBS's Sam Litzinger is hitting the road this morning with the radio on.
Celebrating a century of sound. When I was younger, one of the great pleasures of a road trip was tuning in the radio stations along the way.
KGAF. Well, hello, Wilcox. This is Tanya Tucker, and you're listening to KHIL.
One problem, though, when I found a station I really liked, it was gone in a few miles. That was one of the reasons, at the beginning of the 21st century, satellite radio was created.
There's never been a better time to have SiriusXM.
You can also listen to satellite radio online. And that became an important part of today's audio experience. Listeners now had an endless buffet of sound to choose from. So more and more traditional radio operations, and pretty much anyone who had a mouth and a microphone, jumped into podcasting.
All right, so you want a podcast, but you don't know how to get started?
Couldn't listen to a show live? No problem. Listen to it on your smartphone at 3 a.m. In many ways, radio has now become audio. The means of delivery doesn't matter all that much.
Alexa, play KDKA.
News Radio.
For CBS News and the National Press Club, I'm Sam Litzinger.
New research about fatal crashes on the road comes down to this. Size matters.
The GMC Yukon, Range Rover Evoque, and Lexus NX among those with the fewest fatal crashes in 2017. The Ford Fiesta, Hyundai Accent, and Chevy Sonic among those with the most. Joe Nolan is Vice President of Research at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
The smallest, lightest vehicles on the road tend to have the highest death rates.
Nolan says there's only so much you can do to offset the laws of physics. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Millions of us want to hear the words, play ball, but star pitcher Max Scherzer is crying foul. On Twitter, the Cy Young winner condemns the Major League proposal for salary cuts that hit high-priced players the hardest. He calls it a non-starter. Officially, the players' union has called the financial plan extremely disappointing. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.